بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ مکتوب مجدد الف ثانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بنام فرید بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، درمدح نبی امی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ یقیناً یہ وہ مکتوب عالی ہے جسے حضرت مجدد الف ثانی سرہندی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اپنے خاص مرید فرید بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو لکھا ہے، جس میں حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی غایت درجہ مدح و ستائش فرمائی ہے۔ اس کو یہ حقیر بھی اپنی سعادت و نجات اخروی کا وسیلہ سمجھ کر اپنی کتاب کا جز بنا رہا ہے۔ وہ حضرت ریلیسن اس کتاب چیزیں الیون ولیومز الحمد للہ ناو از گیٹنگ ٹرانسلیٹڈ ٹو دا ڈفرنٹ لینگویجز آلریڈی ان گجراتی اینڈ انگلش اینڈ الحمد للہ ناؤ ایون از گیٹنگ ٹرانسلیٹ ان ٹو عربی سو دا عرب آلسو کین بینیفٹ۔ دارالعلوم دیوبند پرنسپل آلسو حضرت خلیفہ ہی آلریڈی بگن ٹرانسلیٹنگ ان ٹو دا عربی۔ اولیاء کرام، their words it also carries a noor. Their life is more pure, more pak compared to our life. So their words are also more pure. It has more blessing than more barakat, more goodness, more effects. Therefore we read it always, our elders' words. So inshallah it also affects our hearts. حضرت مجدد الف ثانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، ہی رائٹس دس فور ہز مرید شیخ بخاری فرید بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ان دا پریز آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ دس از حضرت سیز دیٹ سچ اے پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن ان دیس ورڈز آف ہیز ان ہز دیس لیٹرز آف ہیز۔ As I say, I narrate this in this my kitab, then it becomes a means of my goodness, my success and my blessing. Therefore I narrate this in my kitab as well. حضرت خیر البشر علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی مدح میں کہ عشاق کرام نے اس سعادت نامہ کو اپنی نجات و اخروی کا وسیلہ بنایا ہے، در حقیقت اس کا مقصد حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مدح کرنا نہیں ہے، بلکہ اپنے کلام کو ان کے مدح سے آراستہ و پیراستہ کرنا ہے۔ ما ان مدحت محمد بمقالتی لیکن مدحت بمقالتی بمحمد۔ میں نے اپنے کلام سے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مدح نہیں کی، بلکہ آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ذریعے دراصل اپنے کلام کی مدح کی ہے۔ دیٹ پریزنگ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with the tawfiq of Allah, with the fazl of Allah, karam of Allah. The words of praise is such a great, and it has so much confidence he has that this will be the means of salvation in the akhirat. So our hazrats also write this, so inshallah he takes it same way, so we read about it, we hear, inshallah also become the means of our salvation in the akhirat. And so serious and confidence that writer is Shaykh Mujaddid Al Fisari Rahmatullah Alayhi is that he says, I praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam these few words of mine. Actually this is makes no difference to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he is being praised all the time and all over and billions and trillions of time from ever and forever. But then my words carries a value, my word becomes valuable and means, full of means, and becomes a weighty by when I'm using my words to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بس میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی منقبت کو لکھتا ہوں، اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے بخشش سے محفوظ رکھے اور نیک توفیق عطا فرمائے۔ ایون بیفور رائٹنگ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's praise, even then making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala save us from any mistake, and give ability for the good. So this is also a lesson for us that everything we do, always rely on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is a doer. Nothing I can do on my own, even the good deeds for that matter. Easiest one to easiest, this difficult to difficult, but all tawfiq of Allah. And I do correct way with the tawfiq of Allah. Allah Ta'ala must not let the effect of nafs and shaitan come in it, and it get affected, it can make a mess of the ibadat also. Shaitan first we try to, not to let us make any ibadat, but when it fails there, then try to interfere in the ibadat itself, that will spoil the ibadat. Sometime we show off comes away there, or sometime we do something and then we speak about it, or somehow we do something which spoils, and that's ultimately make shaitan happy. So this, say Allah save us from all the mistakes in our life. Beshak Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tamam aulad adam ke sardar hain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a leader and the king of all the children of Adam. Children of Adam, wherever the word children of Adam means, all the human being. He's a king, he's a leader, Sayyid, master of all the children of Adam. وأكثر الناس تبعا اور قیامت میں تمام انبیاء کرام کے مقابلے میں آپ کے متبعین زیادہ تعداد میں ہوں گے. On the day of Qiyamah, when all انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, all the messengers of Allah Ta'ala will be present with the ummah, with the followers, with the nation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also will be there present with all his followers. We are part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be under his banner, and the biggest flock he will have. Therefore, we can be encouraged that get married to a woman who can bear more children. The woman who is loving and can bear children, even if not very good looking, is better than the one looks very good but can't bear children. So people do not just go only for the look, but more than everything is a akhlaq and a character, and with it goes that family history. How you know? For us is no testing system. How we know that they will shall bear more children? So they said, no, look other ladies in that same family, that girl's auntie and so on, how many children they have. So more children, it means same progeny will continue. The hope from Allah, Allah bless you with more children. Because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, marry to those women who bear more children and more loving. Because on the day of Qiyamah, I will be taking that as a pride against other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam proud. And we will be helping Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be feeling proud about it. Most followers our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have on the day of Qiyamah. Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come last in the world, but will have the most followers. Wa akramul awwaleen wal akhireen ala Allahi. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ke nazdeek tamam awwaleen wa akhireen mukarram wa mu'azzam hain. From the first human being till the last human being, and in all the creation, jinnat, mountains, animals, all the creation, whether we see or we don't see, first and the last, ایوری ون آف ایوری بڈی دا موسٹ اینڈ ہائیلی ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنرڈ ان آئیز آف اللہ از اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وَأَوَّلُ مَن يَنشَقُّ عَنْهُ الْأَرْضُ, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قیامت قائم ہونے پر سب سے پہلے آپ ہی اپنے مرقد مبارک سے اٹھیں گے. وَنَّ قیامت کم دا سور ول بی بلون ٹرمپٹ. صدافت علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام ہی از اسٹینڈنگ یو نو وین وی ہیڈ دیٹ تماشا, وہ ضلع واز کیرنگ ون, دین ایوری چائلڈ واز کیرنگ دیٹ. جسٹ ہیو دیٹ پکچر ان مائنڈ دیٹ ہاؤ دے یوز ٹو کیری ہولڈر ان اے ہینڈ اینڈ وہ ضلع. اسرافیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تھاؤزنڈز آف ایئرز اسٹینڈنگ ود دیٹ ویٹنگ, از ماؤتھ از دے اسٹک ٹو دیٹ ہول. وین اللہ تعالیٰ سیز گو اہیڈ اینڈ ہیل اسٹارٹ, وین ہی ول اسٹارٹ اینڈ نو بڈی ول بی ٹو اسٹینڈ ٹو دیٹ ساؤنڈ. اینڈ ایوری کریشن ان دا any way in the earth, the land or the sea, wherever they are, they will get affected with the sound and their hearts will bust. Everything will be dead. What a sound must be. And he's waiting thousands of years, just waiting for Allah Ta'ala's command. When the first one he'll blow, everything will dead. Then when Allah Ta'ala give him command to blow second time, when the second time he'll blow, it will be different sound. This will affect now everyone to rise again. All the dead ones will get come alive and start, and all will start moving in one direction. Big field, Maidan Mahshar. All will start moving. Because all will follow the sound, all will move that direction. That the sound will bring everybody one place. Imagine the whole dunya, one place they're coming. So from the qabrs, everybody will come out. The first one to come out from the qabr, it was Madina Munawwara, and from Madina Munawwara also the first one will be اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. قیامت قائم ہونے پر سب سے پہلے آپ ہی اپنے مرقد مبارک سے اٹھیں گے. پلیس آف ریسٹنگ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, مدینہ منورہ, ود ہیم ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ, حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ, اینڈ دین دا پیپل ہو آر ان جنت البقیع, دوز ول جوائن. اینڈ دین Allah, one of the signs of Qiyamah is such, Allah will make it such that there will be 3 heavy earthquakes in Medina Munawwara. Heavy one. Everybody will run out. First one, second one, third one. Only sincere, true Muslims will remain. Otherwise, everybody else will run out. Allah Ta'ala will make that happen. So those who run out, they are out of Medina. Those who run out, they are the one who is weak Muslim. On the other hand, on the other words, they are hypocrites. They are there for different reasons. They are staying there in Medina, but not because of love of Medina, no, love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, for other reasons, for worldly motives. For just sake of staying. But Allah Ta'ala don't want those kind of people to in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised to accompany him, not the munafiqs. Munafiqs out. They'll die, they'll go somewhere else. They said, no, things are very hard, things are very difficult. So go look for the rosy somewhere, green pasture somewhere else, getting a nice job here. All the different excuses. But Allah Ta'ala, out from here. You not fit to be a company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is, on the day of Qiyamah, from every qabr, 80 murda has to come out of the qabr. That's why the wisdom of Islam behind not building on the graves, not making the graves with the cement and all those things, not having putting any building up, keep the grave. What sand came out of the grave, that sand is put, and just hemp of the camel, only that size you allow to be raised from the normal level of the ground, not more than that, and just leave it. It is come down, we're not responsible for that. It has to come down, and after a few years somebody has to be get buried, then you are trying to bring your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word through, that from every grave 80 murda has to come out. If everybody decide that no, my father, my sheikh, my grandfather, or my beloved, no, I will make a nice plant over it, and must make it like a garden, and must cement it. So, on the other hand, what we are saying, that we are, no, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted 80 to come out from there, no, but I will make sure, until I am alive, nobody gets buried. So what we are doing? Are we doing a favor to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or we becoming his enemy? So nothing, just to put water, you put no problem, but not planting things. If anything grows on its own, no problem, let it grow, but we're not planting anything on it. Keep normal, simple. If it went down because of the heavy rain came, you're allowed to put a little bit extra sand on it, no problem, but not putting anything else. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once only Allah Ta'ala showed him that azab was taking place. Says, past the qabr, azab was taking place because of not protecting oneself from the splashes of urine. So two things, the main reason for the qabr punishment. One is bickering, backbiting, chughal khori, and the splashes of urine, person not. So we need to be extra careful in paki, stinja. Make sure that firstly we must try and adopt the system of using a low pan toilet. It's more to cleanness, less splashes. Chances of splashes coming on back on the clothes and the body is less in the low pan compared to the high pan. If we have to use, there is no choice, then put the tissue there in the pan first, so then it will not, splashes won't come back splashing on the body and the clothes, because that is a great biggest cause of the azab of qabr, is splashes of urine. We have to get used to our children also, let's get them used to it. The low pan system brings a more cleanness, more paki that way. So when we burying a person, even though sometimes people just take a break the branch from somewhere and put it here, even that is not 100%. Nothing whatsoever. At that time, we don't say anything, because people haven't got their different frame of mind. You tell the boy, don't do it, don't put this. They're not prepared to accept. They're different mood. They will reject sometime, and they will not reject you rejecting teaching of Islam. And once they reject teaching of Islam, iman is in danger. So we don't say anything at that time. We keep quiet, we don't say anything. But then those who ask, we tell them. Those who sincere learning, we tell them that nothing must be on the qabr whatsoever. You want to do proper, follow proper sunnah way, this is the way. But the person, the more my forefathers, my grandfathers, what people will say, what if you follow that way of life, then that's not the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching Deen Islam straight one. We have to speak about it at home, in our friends, with our friends, in our family gatherings. Talk to them, educate them. Individually at home we can educate, but at that time when the burial taking place, that's not a time of educating, because that is everybody is different, not the same zehen, not prepared to accept. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awwalu shaf, so first person to be coming out of the qabr on the day of qiyamah will be our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa'in. Aap sabse pehle shafaat karne wale honge aur sabse pehle aapki shafaat qubool ki jayegi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first one who will intercede. Every Nabi will be requested, every ummati will request their Nabi. Every ummat will request their Nabi to intercede on their behalf. But no one will have a courage until our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First he will start his interest. Then when others will say no, now the door is open. Now lots of time, when few people want get something to done, get done, but nobody want to take first step, because if they say, what if you get a backlash, then I'll be the first one to catch it. So they, everybody wait for somebody to go forward. Everybody want the same thing, but somebody must start. So if the backlash, then he catch it, we don't catch. And there was a big meeting, all the rats. Today we are tired of this cats coming and eating us up, and our life is miserable because we can't sleep in peace, we can't eat, we can't be comfortable. So somehow something you have to do about this cats. So everybody says, best opinion came, say we need to tie a rope in a neck of the cat. So when the cat come from far, we hear a bell, then bell ring, we tie the bell in the neck of the cat. When the cat, as it's coming nearing, before it comes to us, we hear the sound and we all hide, we escape, so we don't get caught like that. So everybody said, no, everybody said, what a opinion, what a idea, best, brilliant idea. But then, one elderly one, old rat, stood up and says, I got something to say. Who is prepared to go and tie that bell in the neck of the cat? Now all those with the bright ideas, all quiet. Well, who going to go? Whoever goes, catch it first. So that's what happens. Every Nabi will shiver. They will say to the people, sorry, we prepared to do anything for you, but don't tell us to talk in front of Allah Ta'ala. He said, you are only our hope. There is nobody else. You are our Nabi. So we know that, but not today. Today is a different situation. It's a different scenario. Today Allah Ta'ala is angry. لمن الملك اليوم. Allah Ta'ala, if the whole world will be silent, pin drop. Allah will say, for who belongs to who kingdom today? Talk. Where all the kings of the world used to be on the horse and be used to be proud and boast about their kingdom. Say, my kingdom, this is my country. Where all the kings are gone? Limanil mulkul yawm. Imagine Allah will say, where all the kings, where your kingdoms today? Allah said, Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Everybody will shiver. Anbiya will shiver. So who we are? Every Nabi said no. The first one who had taken courage, it was our Nabi. It will be our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first one whose intercession will be accepted will be also our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are doing the work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will accept their intercession also on behalf of others. After Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the da'i, those who are sincerely calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give them also the opportunity to intercede on behalf of others, who they were the means of them getting into the Iman in the teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What we can do is Durood Sharif as much we can, especially tonight is a Jummah. Every day at least 300 to 500 Durood Sharif. If you can't make it 5, at least 100. But a Jummah, try and make it 1,000. From Maghrib of Jummah till Maghrib. Maghrib of Thursday, Jumeirah, Thursday till the Friday Maghrib. That 24 hours, try and make it 1,000 is a great, great. Alhamdulillah, many people now they are doing it. If we're not doing it, try and do it. Alhamdulillah. If we're doing, try and increase it. Also the Surah Kahf, not to forget. Also Surah Dukhan. Also Yasin. Alhamdulillah, very Yasin, may Allah accept. Also Surah Safat, which is immediately after Surah Yasin. Not a big surahs. But once we get used to it, it becomes, not forgetting Surah Waqiyah every night also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إن الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد الانس والجان، لا هادي الا الله، لا اله 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 إن الله، لا إله 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 إن الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله، ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هدم الله، الله كهدم الله، الله كنوس أبنى سينا، بل جيتوں سے کا ہو کر جی، جیتوں سے کا ہو کر جی، مریتوں سے کا ہو کر مر، ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر، اللہ 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 اللہ، الله 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 الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبح بي الله، شام بي الله، صبح بي الله، شام بي الله، چلتے پھرتے ہر دم الله، الله الله، الله الله، الله الله، الله الله، الله الله، الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت. اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي الموت. اللهم أغننا بحلالك عن حرام يغنى فضلك عمن سواك. اللهم أهد نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعل نقبتك من جميع سخطك. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا وأنت خير الناصرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار. اللهم نسألك جنة الفردوس ونعيمها. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم باقيتك باقية الوليد. اللهم نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون واللزام وسائر الأسقام. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية الدوام والعافية الشقاء العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية المغفرة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسنك ورضا بالقضاء. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها نورها بركتها هداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Thank you.